感谢天父，在这美好的天气，赐给我们每个人健康的身体，我们可以一同来到主的面前敬拜你。今天，求你自己亲自向我们说话，让喂养我们饥渴的心。我们需要你的话语，我们需要你的能力，我们更需要你的恩典。主啊，这宝贝在我们的瓦器里面要显出这莫大的能力，不是因为我们，全是你自己。愿主亲自向我们释放这样一个重要的信息。听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。在哥林多后书第三章，保罗告诉我们，他是蒙了神的拣选，成为新约的执事。
In chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us that through the grace of God, he has been made minister of the new covenant.
这是一项非常光荣的使命。
This is a very glorious assignment.
但是他十分清楚他自己本身不过是一个卑贱软弱，就像一个很容易破碎的瓦器一样。
But he clearly understands that he is a cheap and a weak person, just like the jar of clay that can be easily broken.
我不知道大家是不是熟悉这个瓦器。
I don't know if you know well about the jar of clay.
如果用一个非常简单的话来说呢，就是我们吃饭的碗。
Or simply it's the bowl, the rice bowl that we use to take our meal.
不过现在我们吃饭的碗都比较讲究，白白的，这个很细致的瓷器。
But now our rice bowl are more modern and it's white in color and more bright and better.
在比较早期的时候呢，这个一般的穷人家里没有这么漂亮的碗。
In olden days, in the poor families, they don't have that kind of rice bowl made of ceramic.
它这个碗呢是完全用泥土做的，颜色很深，也很粗糙。就用这样一种碗呢来吃饭，来放东西。
And the bowl has been made of clay, which is very rough and looks dark, and that's the kind of bowl they used to take their meal.
我记得很多年前我在农村里，在跟农民家里吃饭，他们拿出来的碗都是这种碗。
I remember when years ago, when I was having meal with people in the countryside.They use that kind of bowl to take their rice.
今天我们家里都没有了，我们都是这种很漂亮的碗。
Now in our home, we all have very nicely made bowls.
我们所以能够承担新约的执事，不是因为我们这个瓦器有什么了不起。
We can be made minister of the new covenant. It's not because we areanything outstanding.
就是因为放在这个瓦器里面的宝贝。
It's the treasure that has been placed in the jar of clay.
所以这是一个非常非常有名的比喻。
This is a very well-known parable.
对我们每一个基督徒都非常适合。
It fits to each of us as Christians.
是一个最精确的描述。
And this is an accurate description.
我希望大家能够记住这节经文。
I hope that you all can memorize this verse.
我今天就把这节经文送给大家。
I'm going to give this verse to all of you.
我先读一遍，然后大家一起来读一遍，我来加强这个印象。哥林多后书四章七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们大家一起来。 现在就让我们来思想这一节经文。
So let us now meditate this verse.
我们首先来想一想我们自己，正确的认识自己。
Let us first think how we can look upon ourselves properly.
我们常常为神工作，我们很多同工、很多弟兄姐妹为神，我们工作的时候常常会产生一种错误的看法。
A lot of us doing God's work or our co-workers, a lot of times when we doing God's work, we tend to have a wrong perspective.
有两种极端，一种呢就是把自己看得过高，觉得自己很有热心，为神的工作出了很多力。有的人说我没有功劳呢，也有苦劳。
There are two extremes. One is people will look upon themselves as high. They are very enthusiastic, and they have spent a lot of energy in doing God's in doing the church work, and then they think they are very special, outstanding.
结果呢，他们太相信自己的能力。
So at the end, they believe in their own ability.
另一种情况呢，就是把自己看得一无是处，没有资格来为神工作，有一种自卑感。
The other extreme is some people look upon themselves as good for nothing, and they are not qualified to do God's work, and they have a sense of inferiority.
我们在座的每一个人，在神的眼里都是非常重要的。
Every one of us that sit here, to God, we are all important.
所以正确的认识自己是很重要的。
So to know we ourselves is very important.
保罗写信给哥林多教会，哥林多教会就存在这样一个情况。
So Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, and the church of Corinth is in that kind of situation.
哥林多教会有一部分弟兄姐妹啊，他自高自大。
In the church of Corinth, there are some members or believers, they think themselves as very high.
哥林多教会有才能的人很多的。
In the church of Corinth, there are a lot of people who have talents.
很像我们三镇的教会啊，我们也很多有才能的人啊。
Just like our church in the Tri-Cities, we have a lot of people who are talented.
但是呢，他们骄傲了，他们自以为呢已经饱足了，已经丰富了，不再需要神的仆人在灵性上的带领。
But they are very proud of themselves. They think they are well fed, they are abundant, they do not need the leadership of God's servant.
实际上呢，哥林多教会这部分弟兄却是基督里的婴孩。他们只能吃奶，只能领受一些经过人家消化了以后的非常浅近的道理。
Actually, these kind of believers, in God's eye, they are only babies. They only can drink milk, and they can only follow some of the shallower doctrines.
他们不能吃饭，不能吃干粮，不能自己去领受。去消化那些比较深的道理。
They cannot take it rice, they cannot take solid food, and they cannot digest any doctrine that are of deeper meaning.
在哥林多教会呢，还有另外一部分人，那部分人呢很贫穷。
And in the church of Corinth, there are some others that are very poor.
他们在教会呢，那个当时的教会也聚餐了，在聚餐当中呢，看见少数比较富有的信徒呢，他们在一起大吃大喝。
So at that time in the church they have also banquet, and in the banquet they can only see some of the rich people, they have a lot to eat and drink.
你知道这个从前的这个聚餐跟今天不一样。从前的聚餐，个人带菜呢，自己吃自己的。你带去多少，你吃多少。他带去多少，吃自己的，不是大家分享。
In those days, when people come to a banquet, they bring their own food and they eat their own food. It's not just like today, we sometimes share our food together.
今天我们的这聚餐实际上真是一个好的聚餐，不管你带的菜多少啊，多少差，多少少，你专门可以吃人家多的菜，可以吃人家这个好的菜，但是从前呢，你只能吃你自己的。
And today, is better because when you come to the banquet, you not only can eat your own food, but you can also eat some other people's food, even some other people's food may be better.
这个过去也叫爱宴。但是这个爱宴呢，只有名义上的，所以呢，那部分穷的人呢，他站在旁边看人家吃，他很快就吃完了，他东西很少。
So that is the same as what we call potluck today, and the poorer people will have to look at those richer people, taking a lot of food and drink a lot.
你可以想象一下这些人的心理状态，他看见人家那么多菜，啊，吃不完的吃。这个你呢，只有一个馒头或者冷的馒头，就在那里一咬咬光了。就是吃完了以后，就老是看人家吃。
So you can think of the feeling of those people who do not have a lot to eat. They can only look at those people who eat a lot, and they have only very little to eat.
所以他们就自然产生一种自卑感，觉得自己很贫穷，觉得自己对教会没有什么贡献。觉得自己在神的工作上没有什么用处。
So naturally, these people will have a sense of inferiority because they think they are poor, they are not qualified to do God's work, and they do not have a place in the church.
实际上呢，不一定是两种人，有时这两种情况都可以发生在一个人身上。
These extremes not necessary to be.In different people, it can be in a person.
我自己就有这个体会。我有时候呢，觉得我为神工作，好像这个很有力量。我要传福音，我要背十字架，我要为神吃苦。但等一会呢，看到没有人信耶稣，好多人都不愿意来教会，心里又非常灰心。哎呀，觉得我是这个一点没有用的人，我是一个无用的人，就自卑了。
So I have that kind of experience. I work very hard. I preach a lot. I sometimes when I do cannot bring people to accept Christ, I feel a little bit disappointed. I thought that I'm not working too hard. Maybe I do not have the ability, and then I have a sense of inferiority.
我不知道大家弟兄姐妹有没有这种想法。一会热情很高啊，就像彼得一样要为耶稣去死，等一会呢又非常软弱，软弱的呢就又不想读经，又不想祷告。我们常常处在一种非常不稳定的一个状态。
I do not know if you have that kind of feeling when you are work a lot for the church and you do not have any result, then you feel disappointed.
什么是正确的对自己的一个态度
？What is the correct attitude in looking upon ourselves？
就是保罗今天讲的这句话，《哥林多后书》四章七节。我们这个人应该怎么看待我们自己呢？我们自己是怎么样的一个情况呢？就是宝贝放在瓦器里。
And that is what Paul tells us today in the Second Corinthians, that we look upon ourselves as treasure that have been placed in a jar of clay.
我们既不自卑，因为我有宝贝在里面。你看看我里面有宝贝，我不是一个很普通的人，在神的眼里我是非常珍贵的，非常荣耀的。
So we do not have to. That kind of inferiority complex, because we know that we have a treasure in the clay, in the jar of clay, in ourselves.
我们的价值是里面的宝贝，不是我们自己。所以我们自己来说呢，我们还不过是瓦器。
The value is in the treasure, in the jar of clay. It's not in ourselves.
所以呢，我们不能骄傲。
That's why we should not be proud of ourselves.
我们自己不过是瓦器，你要非常清楚，你是瓦器。
We are only jars of clay. You have to be clear that you are only a jar of clay.
在古代的时候，没有什么箱子，没有什么专门装东西的这个重要的东西放在里面的那种容器，所以呢，他们就用那个泥烧成一个瓦器，然后呢，重要的东西放在里面，连钱都放在里面。
In olden days, they do not have this chest for the storage of goods. That's why they use the jars of clay to put the precious things and also even the money they put inside the jar of clay.
这个瓦器没什么价值的，这个瓦器是很不值钱的。但是这个瓦器里面如果放着宝贝，这个瓦器就不一样了。
The jars of clay, they don't have much value, but when there's precious things put inside, then it's different.
我们每一个基督徒都要清楚我们自己的情况。我们作为基督徒一个人，我们还是一个很普通的人，一个不一定很了不起的人。
So as Christians, we need to know ourselves that we are just ordinary. There's nothing to brag about.
但是我们里面有宝贝啊！如果你把里面这个拿开来看看，不得了的宝贝啊！
But we also need to know that we have treasure in us, and that is very special.
如果你要骄傲，你就要清楚知道你自己不过是一个人，你还受环境的支配。你还有这个血肉的身体，你这个身体还会软弱，你这个身体还会痛苦。
So we need to know that we are only jars of clay and can be perished, and we have weaknesses, and we are only human being.
有的人这样说了，这个人是最脆弱的，你只要给他一点点液体，你给他一小瓶气体，他就可以死掉。把一种什么气体往这个鼻子里一吸，他就倒下去了。
Some people say, man's life is fragile. Just a drop of liquid or a little bottle of gas can put you to death.
但是在另外一方面，我们里面有非常非常珍贵的宝贝，所以我们又是非常珍贵的。
But on the other hand, we have treasure in us, and we are precious.
我不知道我讲得清楚吗？大家不知道听得清楚？这就是我们今天我们对自己的认识。
I do not know if I explain myself very clearly that you understand what I want to bring this message today.
我们现在再来看看宝贝。
Let's now look at the treasures.
做基督徒非常光荣。
As Christians, we are glorious.
所以我们很多时候有听到这个弟兄姐妹他们接受主以后非常高兴，非常喜乐，因为他们感到做基督徒光荣。
A lot of times we see brothers and sisters, or even the non-believers, when they accept Jesus Christ, it's a glorious thing to be a Christian.
为什么光荣呢？
Why it is glorious?
因为他有宝贝在里面。
Because we have treasures in us.
你知道这个宝贝是什么吗？
Do you know what this treasure is?
对于保罗在哥林多后书四章七节所提到的这个宝贝放在瓦器里面，这个宝贝，这个很多的人在研究。
So in the verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul tells us that the treasure that have been put in the jar of clay, a lot of people have been studying what this is.
我想今天没有时间去讨论很多人的观点，我想想谈谈我自己的认识。我自己呢觉得这个宝贝是什么呢？根据这个第四章这个里面所提到的那上下文呢，我觉得这个宝贝就是神叫基督从死里复活的大能。
So because of limited time, I don't have the time to discuss a lot of the opinions on this. But I personally think that what this treasure is, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在哥林多后书这一章第十四节这样告诉我们，保罗说自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14 Paul says, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence.
所以我们简单的来讲，这宝贝就是复活的大能。
So, simply speaking, this treasure is the power of resurrection.
这就是我们信仰的核心。
This is the nucleus of our faith.
正是这个大能是保罗能够在他身上显出莫大的能力。
And because of this power have been demonstrated in the life of Paul.
我们在第四章里看到保罗的处境很困难，他遇到各种困难，遇到各种困苦，各种艰难，但不动摇。
So we know that Paul had gone through a lot of hardship, a lot of pressure, and a lot of struggle, but he never, he was not defeated.
这个能力是从哪里来的呢？
Where comes the power?
这个能力不是人的能力。
This power is not from man.
这个能力是从神那里来的。
This power is from God.
我们人也有些能力。
We all have some ability.
我们每个人都有一件本事吧。
We also have some talent.
但是我们人的能力只能做非常有限的事情。
But our ability can do things limited.
人不能创造生命。
Man cannot create life.
人不能使生命复活。
Man cannot make give life to a dead person.
我们在人间有很多的理论，有很多的哲学，他们都是好的，但是他们不能解决永生的问题。
So in this world, we have a lot of philosophies and also theories, but we can never solve the problem of eternal life.
这就是信仰和知识的差别。
And this is the difference between faith and knowledge.
基督教信仰的特征就是我们相信复活。
The significance of the Christian faith is that we believe in resurrection.
我们相信基督是死而复活的救主。
We believe that Jesus is he died and he lived again.
我们相信神有复活的大能。
We believe that God had the power of resurrection.
我们相信他的人虽然死了，将来也必复活。
We also believe.People already die, but they still have the hope of resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你真的相信？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you really believe?
如果你相信，你就有宝贝在你的瓦器里。
If you believe, then you are having treasure in you.
如果你不相信，那么你的瓦器再好，也只是瓦器。
If you do not believe,No matter how good your clay or jar, it's only an ordinary jar of clay.
你的瓦器可以做得好漂亮。
Your jar of clay may be very nice looking.
上面还绣着花粉。
Maybe there are a lot of decorations.
但是一掉下去就碎。
But when it fell on the ground, it will break.
你里面没有宝贝。
In you, you do not have the treasure.
什么是宝贝？
What is this treasure?
复活的大能。
The power of resurrection.
我们这个福音，它的核心就是复活。
The nucleus of our gospel is resurrection.
在 哥林多后书，前书十五章，保罗清楚地把这个福音是什么讲清楚了。
In the First Corinthians chapter 15, Paul clearly tells us what this is.
什么叫福音？哥林多前书十五章第三到第四节讲得非常清楚。保罗说：“我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一。”就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
In First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, Paul tells us very clearly what gospel is, and he says, "For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance."That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture.
没有耶稣的复活，就没有福音。
If there's no resurrection of Jesus, there is no gospel.
福音是神的大能，就是指那种复活的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.And that power is the power of resurrection.
一个人怎么能够得救？
How can one be saved?
相信神的存在不够。
To believe in God's existence is not enough.
相信耶稣基督不够。
To believe in Jesus Christ is not enough.
一定要相信神叫耶稣从死里复活，这就叫做得救的信心。
You need to believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and that is the nucleus of our faith.
在圣经罗马书四章讲得非常清楚，你若口里认耶稣为主，你口里要承认，你心里要信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says that if you confess with your mouth,Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
福音是一个无价之宝啊。
Gospel is a priceless treasure.
在这个世界上有很多宝贵的东西。
In this world, we have a lot of precious things.
我们可以这样举几个例子，水是很宝贵的，没有水你就无法生存。
So we can take for example water. Water is very precious. Without water, we cannot live.
光是非常重要的，没有光，我们就生活在黑暗里。
Light is very important. If we do not have light, we'll live in the dark.
光明，生命是非常重要的，没有生命，人就死掉了。
Life is very important. If there's no life, then we are all dead.
所以圣经就把福音比喻成水。比喻成光，比喻成生命。
So the scripture,
把福音比喻成水、光和生。
Compare the gospel, to water, light, and life.
今天我们每一个有了福音的人，我们就是有了人生中最宝贵的东西。
Today we have this gospel, we have the most precious thing.In our life.
你不知道 我想过没有，你到底有什么样的东西是最珍贵的？
I don't know if you have ever thought of which thing is the most precious.
今天我们很多人都有很多担心，害怕。
Today we all have our worries.
我们怕什么呢？我们怕没有希望。
We worry there is no hope.
失业并不可怕，怕的是再也找不到工作了。
Unemployment is not frightening, but what we are afraid that we cannot find another job.
生病并不可怕，怕的是再不会好了。
When we get sick, we need not worry. We only worry that we cannot get well.
一个人失去了希望。他就失去了存在的价值。
If anyone who lose hope, then he will lose the existence.
这个福音就是告诉我们， 神就是希望。
The gospel tells us that God is hope.
神能够叫死人复活，神就是能够产生希望。
God can raise people from the dead, and that is hope.
没有一种困难能够把神难住的。
There's no difficulty that can put God in a difficult situation.
在神的字典里面没有难这个字。
In God's dictionary, there's no such a word as difficult.
当你真的相信神是一个能叫死人复活的神，你这个宝贝在你里面就能够产生多大的力量。
When you believe that God had the power to raise the dead, then you know how much power he has.
第三，我们来思想一下，神为什么要把这个宝贝，这么贵重的宝贝放在这个瓦器里面？
So thirdly, let us think why God had put this treasure in this jar of clay.
这个瓦器和这个宝贝这个对比太大了。
This treasure and the jar of clay are two extremes.
这个瓦器太差劲了，太没有用了，这个宝贝太贵重了，为什么要把这么贵重的东西放在这么不值钱的容器里面？
The jar of clay is very cheap and not but of much use, but the treasure is very precious. Why do we have to put treasure in this jar of clay?
它不能放在一个好一点的东西里面。
Can he not put this treasure in a better container?
我们现在这个送礼物给人家，特别在美国，你看外面都包装的好好一个盒子。
Today in America, when we send gifts to our friends, it is well wrapped.
外面还有专门买的纸把它包起来。
We have special kind of paper to wrap it up.
有时候我收到一个好大的礼物。
Sometimes I receive a very big present.
这个纸看看都很贵重，我都不大舍得把纸撕掉它。
And even the wrapping paper looks very expensive.
很小心地把它打开来。
So I open it very carefully.
里面还有盒子。
And inside there's a box.
盒子里面还有盒子。
And inside again there are boxes.
再打开里面没有什么东西。
When I open the box, there's not much thing inside.
礼物不值钱。
The present do not worth much.
包装很值钱。
But the wrapping is expensive.
但是神在这里告诉我们，他完全相反，他礼物太值钱，但是放在一个瓦器里面。
But God is different. He wants to put the precious things into a cheap container.
我有时候这样问神呢，我自己在问神，为什么不能放在一个好一点的容器里面呢？
Sometimes I even ask God why he do not put the treasure in a better container.
他用我这样的人来传福音，我这个人传福音效果很差劲呢。
He used me as a preacher, but I know that I cannot preach very well.
他如果另外用找一个，找个天使来传福音。
Well, he can ask the angels to come to preach.
今天你看，这个天使来传福音了。
So today you can see the angel is preaching.
你看这个效果肯定完全不一样了。
So I think the result is entirely different.
他传到一半。
So when he had preached halfway,
他飞起来了。
And then he fly.
大家都盯着他看。
And people will look at him.
你打瞌睡都不能打瞌睡。
And you cannot even take a nap.
你打瞌睡的时候，他跑到你面身边，把你这个大腿摸一下。
If you take a nap, he will come down and touch your leg.
你记得这个雅各吗？一摸一下你就不能走路了。
You remember Jacob? When the angel touched him, he cannot walk.
好了，今天我们在座的人所有人都相信耶稣了，你敢不信吗？
So all of us will have to believe in Jesus. Can you dare not to believe?
神可以叫天使来传福音，神可以叫天上掌权的来传福音，神可以拣选很多的。不是瓦器来放宝贝。
God can ask the angels or the someone who have authority in heaven to come to preach, and not necessarily to ask people like a jar of clay to preach the gospel.
神没有这样做。
But God did not do this.
神拣选了非常脆弱的人。
God chose the most fragile person.
能力很有限的人。
The ability is limited.
来承担福音的使者。
To become the ambassador of gospel.
为什么
？Why?
神有目的的。
God has his purpose.
这个目的就在第七节里面讲得太清楚了。
The purpose is in verse 7. It's very clear.
这要显明神的目的是为了要显明这牧大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
The verse 7, it says that this power is from God and not from us.
如果你很了不起，
If you think you are very special,
很有本事，
and you are very able,
你传福音，人家都相信，
and you preach, a lot of people will believe.
这可能是因为你讲得太好了，
maybe because you preach very well,
太生动了，
too lively.
就像我们很多时候这个音乐步道，这个歌唱得好好，感动人呢。
Sometimes just like a musical, music
mission.
Musical mission. The music is very nice.
不是因为这福音本身的能力。
It's not because of the.Ability of the gospel.
如果你不会讲，
if you cannot preach,
又是一个不出名的人，
and you are a nobody.
在这种情况下，如果还有人会相信，
if under that kind of circumstance, still people believe,
那就显明这是神的能力，这不是我们自己的能力。
And that clearly illustrates,
神不要我们分享他的荣耀。
That is power of God, not the power of man.
不要我们分享他的荣耀。
God do not want us to share His glory.
不是要我们代替他工作。
God doesn't want us to replace Him in His work.
在任何时候，我们都不要忘记我们自己的身份。
So we should remember our identity anytime.
在哥林多后书这一章里面第五节这样说，我们原不是传自己，我们乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己应耶稣做你们的仆人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5 it says, For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
为什么保罗在哥林多教会被人轻看
？Why Paul was looked down upon by the people in the church of Corinth？
因为保罗下定了决心，在他们中间只传基督耶稣和他被钉十字架。
Because Paul had determined that he will only preach Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross。
他不传自己。
He's not preaching himself for himself.
他只传基督。
He's only preaching the gospel.
今天在很多的地方，我们听到太多的人的声音了。
Today we have heard a lot of noise from a lot of places.
太多人的见证了。
A lot of testimonies from people.
太多人的能力和本事了。
A lot of people showing their ability and their talents.
如果我们认为传福音不仅仅是传基督，我们还要使人相信，我们要传到成功，我们要使人改变。
We not only have to spread the gospel, we also need to convince people to come to believe in Christ.
所以今天有很多人非常注意人的反应，怎么是他反应，怎么是他觉知，怎么是他能够谦卑下来。
So today, a lot of people, when they preach, they care very much about the response and the decisions made by the congregation.
他们把传福音看成是洗脑，他们要用一种技巧来洗人的脑子。
They consider preaching as some kind of brainwashing.
他们不是在传福音。
They are not preaching the gospel.
他们忘记了神的主权，忘记了传福音是能改变，是神的事情。
They forget that just to preach the gospel is the sovereignty of God.
他们进入了圣灵的工作的范围。
And they kind of interrupt in the God's work.
他们把自己高抬起来。
And they look upon themselves as high.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在任何一点上，我们不靠神，我们就不可避免的在那点上依靠自己。
So, dear brothers and sisters, if anything that we do not depend on God and depend on ourselves, that is not correct.
我下面还有准备第四点，今天时间不够了，我们就简单讲到这里。我再一次强调，依靠自己传福音不仅是有害的，也是危险的。
So because of time, I cannot share with you my fourth point. But I would like to specially emphasize that if we preach the gospel, if we depend on ourselves and not depend on God, that is not correct.
最后，哥林多后书四章十节，保罗说：“身上常带着耶稣的死，是耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。”
So in Corinthians, Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10, Paul say, "We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body."
今天对我们很多基督徒来说，我们很多人在求给我更多的能力，好多人在求。今天对我们很多基督徒人，问题不是能力不够。
Today, a lot of the Christians, they are trying to ask God to give them a more ability, more strength, but that's not right.
我们已经有足够的能力在里面，这就是宝贝。这个宝贝的能力是能使死人复活，大的不得了的能力。
We have already enough ability in ourselves because we have this resurrection, power of resurrection.
今天的问题是什么呢？就是这个瓦器，他不愿意承认自己是瓦器。
The problem today is that the jars of clay, they don't admit that they are just jars of clay.
他要同里面的宝贝一样的有地位。
They want to be the same as the treasure in the jars of clay.
如果你这个瓦器要有更大的能力，更体面一点，那么神的生命就无法在你身上彰显出来。
If you want to look much nicer from your jars of clay, and the power of God will not be able to reveal in you.
基督徒得胜的秘诀是什么呢？
The secret of a victorious Christian,
就是在第十节哥林多后书四章第十，身上常带着耶稣的死，是耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
It's in the Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
在旧约圣经我们看到了基甸的故事，这个瓦器必须破碎，里面的光才能出来。
In the story of Gideon in the Old Testament, when the jar is broken, then the light comes out.
在新约圣经，我们看到玛利亚的玉瓶必须被打碎，这香膏才能出来。
In the New Testament, we can see that Mary, when her vase is broken, the perfume comes out.
瓦器的使命就是要把基督彰显出来，然后我们自己就消失掉了。
The purpose of the jar of clay is to reveal God that we ourselves will disappear.